Allow it Sunday best or Monday best or New Year's Day best, whatever you want to call it. Who knows what day it is anyway? But I do know that Liverpool play tonight. I do know that Arsenal lost yesterday. And I do know that it's a massive game for Liverpool Football Club, who sit at the top of the table, Neil Atkinson, and we'll go to first, but could be better. I've also, by the way, got Emma Sanders, got Martin Fitzgerald, and got Steve Evans, got carried away with the intro there. But Neil, the table's looking good, but by 10 o'clock tonight, it couldn't look even better.
It could look incredible, 10 o'clock tonight. Got to be conscious all the way through this that City will have that game in hand. And there is something that just feels like inevitably you spend your whole life talking about a team from Manchester having a game in hand when you feel like you're in a title challenge. I don't know where they get them from. They must have some sort of shop. It's next door to where, it's next door to where they make the referees. And that will sort of hang over until they play that missing game that they've got against Brentford. But all of that said, it still would be, you know, Liverpool's current gap on Manchester City, same number of games played, is 2 points. And what we often haven't had as well in these tussles is the feeling that we've got a little bit of space. Now, that space completely disappears if we fail to win tonight. So it's worth sort of emphasising how big a game this one is tonight at home against Newcastle. But in general, the results in the end, last two sort of rounds of fixtures, just couldn't have gone that much better for us, I think. It would have been unreasonable to expect City to drop points against either Everton or Sheffield United. I think that obviously you can get your hopes up when they go 1-0 up, 1-0 down, sorry, against the Blues. But there is always something in the back of my mind that I thought that they'd finish quite strongly. And also, having watched both of Everton's last two matches, Everton are absolutely exhausted. They are knackered beyond belief. And it's one of the things that made the Wolves game exceptionally entertaining. But it's also why it's not worth getting many hopes up yet about the Blues starting some sort of slide, because I think when they get into this little break now, I mean, I think they might not even put a team on the pitch against Crystal Palace, but they could prove me wrong there. They are absolutely knackered, but they won't be once we get the other side of this little winter break and they'll begin to get a bit of momentum back together, I think. City, obviously, you know, get what they expect. Arsenal, one of the things that I like about Arsenal is that they've managed to be the version of Arsenal in two different ways that I thought they were. I just don't think they're that good in attack. And I think that the manager can talk about performance, but the actual sort of honest aspect of this is that I just don't think his players are of the requisite quality or different enough. And I don't think he has enough of them. So against West Ham, they just lack, which happens to every team from every now and again, you get a lot of shots off, you get a fair bit of territory, you lack a little bit of cohesion, a little bit of creativity. So, you know, that happens. It's happened to Liverpool this season. It'll happen to everyone at least once. It's something that just happens in a football season. But even then, it looks like it can happen to Arsenal more than once because the nature of the attacking options they've got. And then the next game is the one against Fulham, where it just looked like a different type of frustration, where there was a lack of quality and then the inability to twist was a massive issue. He can make subs, but it's players who are less good.